Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is Elder Bazaar. This is Watchman on the Wall, substituting in for Tim Jackson. Amen. I want you to listen in on the word tonight, giving honor to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that died and suffered on Calvary's cross for our souls, for our sins, and for our redemption, and for our salvation, and for our regeneration. Is through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible says there's one God, one Father, and there's one baptism, and that baptism comes through by the cross. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And we just thank you tonight for listening in, because I do have the word of God if I don't have nothing else. And that's the only thing is going to keep you in these last evil days that we're living in. We're living in a confused age because men have turned their backs on the Almighty God, the Elohim, the Jehovah Jireh, the Jehovah Shalom. And we are here tonight, amen, not to reestablish nothing, but be bold for the word of God, because we know the word of God is sharper, quicker than any two-edged sword that man can muster up. It cuts down to the marrow and to the center of man's throat, to the marrow of the bone. And we're just glad to be with you tonight. And we're going to, amen, ask you to bow your heads at this time as we bow in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, thanking you one more time for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for this show. We thank you for Tim Jackson. We thank you, Lord, that he'll be on, amen, and go co-work with me in the word of God tonight. We just thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, the son of the living God, God Almighty in the flesh, self-existent one, the Elohim, the Yeshua, the one that's coming back to this earth. Amen. He's coming back in the name of Jesus with power and with great glory. And we're going to give you the praise and you the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, this is Elder Bazaar. This is Elder Bazaar coming to you from Bristol, Tennessee. Amen. I'll be going home tomorrow. Amen. Back in Warren, Ohio. But while I'm here, amen, I want to keep the show going on. Tomorrow night, I will put on a rerun. Amen. Until I get home, because I'll be on the highway. But I want to let you know, I thank you for your prayers. Those that didn't know I was going on the traveling, but I do thank you for your prayers and continue to pray for this ministry, that the Lord will use us in a mighty way to get the gospel to the world, get the gospel to souls. They need to know one man. They need to know one man that will stand forever. And that man is Jesus Christ. If you know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, you know the man in repenting from your sins and believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God Almighty in the flesh, died on Calvary's cross. 6 long hours, he dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder, gave up the ghost, went down, I mean way down, into the bowels of hell and preached to those in prison. And on the third day, he got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand, and he's coming back. My God, he's coming back to get a church without a spot, without a wrinkle, without being defiled, without being unholy, without being unrighteous. It will be the very body of Jesus Christ that men, women, boys, and girls have accepted him and had their sin washed in the blood of the Lamb. And now we want to get into the word of God. And we thank you for being here today. And we ask you right now to go with me in prayer, that the Lord will use me in a mighty way that I might preach this word. Amen. We thank you. Amen. We thank you today. We thank you for being here. We thank you for listening in. Hallelujah. I appreciate for those that's listening in, because I got some good news for you that comes from the portals of the glory of heaven. Amen. And that is that Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth. Yes, he is. He's coming back. And I know how the devil is and how theologians and the doctors of degree saying that Jesus been coming back for the last 2,000 years. and he hasn't come yet. What is the problem? Well, there's no problem. There's no problem because Jesus Christ told us, he said, when I'm coming back to get a church without a spot or wrinkle, that means that he told the disciples when he left on the top of the Mount of Olives, he said, now look, boys, I want you to go back down in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father, and he will endue you with power from on high, which is the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is God in the Spirit through Jesus Christ, through his shed blood on Calvary's cross. Now the Holy Ghost can live, what, inside of the human being. I mean, it can embolden into your body. It can come into your soul, your spirit, your very spirit, and live there and abode there, and you can be a witness for Jesus Christ. And when you become a Christian, when you become a child of God, when you become a saint of God, you have the Christ-like attributes of who? Of Jesus Christ. And what is the attributes of Jesus Christ? Well, I'll tell you one thing. I know one thing for sure. The first attribute of Jesus Christ is love. Love. Love, love. How do I know that? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Good God Almighty, can you understand what I'm saying? Going to church cannot save you. Your works cannot save you. Your looks cannot save you. The color of your skin cannot save you. Nothing can save you but the blood of Jesus Christ. For at the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, what did the Bible say? The Bible said every knee, get me now, every knee is going to bow. Every black knee, every white knee, every yellow knee, every rusty knee, every crooked knee, every arthritis knee is going to bow down to Jesus Christ. And every what? Every tongue. Ooh, the whole creation, every human being, every creature. And the first thing is going to bow down to the name of Jesus Christ is every human being on the face of this earth. One day is going to bow down to Jesus Christ. Even the demons are going to bow down. Even Satan himself is going to bow down. Even the Nephilims and the satyrs of cohorts of spirits that are racing through the world today, wasting in the air. They're in the prince power of the air. They're all going to bow down at their knees, and they're going to confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is eternal. Jesus Christ is the I Am. Jesus Christ is the Rose of Sharon and the Lily of the Valley. They are going to confess with their mouth and believe with their heart. Woo! And the world today saying, I'm not going to even confess. Because men today, women today, boys and girls today won't confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he can save your soul from sin. And the world today is saying, we don't care nothing about sin. We're going to sin till we die. We don't believe in that stuff. We don't have no time for that. We want to do what we want to do. Hey, thank you, Brother Tim. I'm glad you're on in here, brother. I'm trying to get it heated up in here. Thank you for your concerns. Amen. You got concerns about souls. Souls. That's what we want. We want souls of men. Because, my friend, hell is hot. Hell is cold. Hell is overflowing. Folks are racing to go to hell. People are fighting to go to hell. People are hating to go to hell. They're lying, cheating, backbiting, warmongering, going to hell because they won't turn to Jesus Christ and give their life to Christ so they can be saved forever. They can be redeemed forever. And Brother Paul gives us a clear writing in the book of 1 Corinthians. Amen. If you got your Bible with you, my friend, and I'm going to turn it over to Brother Tim. He's coming in. Give me about five more minutes. Tim, and we're going to go to the 18th verse of 1 Corinthians. Now, this is real scripture here. This is meat for the souls of men. This is a real deal, man. Let me tell you what Apostle Paul writing here. He says in the 18th verse in the first chapter of Corinthians, he says, for preaching of the cross. Now listen to what it says. You see, people read the Bible, but they don't want to comprehend what Paul is saying here. He said, preaching of the cross is to them that perish is what foolishness.
That's
people who don't know Jesus Christ, people who claim they know Jesus Christ, when you preach the cross to people who don't know Jesus Christ, to them it is foolishness. It's a waste of time.
Right.
The world is saying, I don't believe in all this crucifixion. I don't believe in all this resurrection. Yet still, you got a few people today that's going to celebrate. They're going to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ the right way. They are going to give God the glory. They're going to give God the honor. They're going to give God the praise that he died and rose again. And they're going to be shouting out. And Easter ain't even got here. I don't like to say Easter because Easter comes from the word Ashtar. And Ashtar is a pagan god. And actually, he didn't die on Easter. He died on the Passover. After the Passover was over, he died and went in the grave. He got up on the third day morning, the first day of the week. Good God Almighty, with what all power in heaven and in earth. And when true preachers, I mean, I'm talking about true preachers. I ain't talking about these false, phony, hypocrite, spineless preachers that's preaching prosperity and preaching motivation speeches and writing books about what they say they had experience with Jesus Christ, but they don't preach it, Jesus Christ. They don't show the love of Jesus Christ. They don't live
that's
like
right.
Christ lived. If we can live like Christ lived, except one way, and that's through the Holy Spirit, by the shed blood. He said, preaching of a cross to those that perish, those people that's going to hell, preaching of the cross to them is foolishness. And foolishness means the world is saying you're wasting your time. I ain't got time to hear nothing about no Jesus Christ. Who is he anyway? But don't you know who he is? If you're born again, saved and sanctified and glorified and edified, you know who he is. He's the Son of God. What you talking about, the Son of God? I'm talking about the God of heaven. Woo! I'm talking about the eon of the ions of the I am. I'm talking about the self-existent God that's a spirit. And those that worship God Almighty, listen to what I'm saying. He has to worship him in spirit and in truth. If you don't come to God in the spirit, if you don't come to God in truth, you ain't worshiping him. You're worshiping idolatry. You're worshiping things that you don't please. When you worship Jesus Christ, you must worship him in spirit, in humbleness, in respect, and come to him in a repentant spirit. And if you haven't repented and you talking about you worshiping God, you ain't worshiping God. You worshiping yourself. You worshiping your own little tactics. But preach
that's
rejoicing in the world today. Preachers are preaching everything but the cross. You
that's
got the double cross, you got the red cross, you got the blue cross, you got all these crosses. You got the broken cross. But let me tell you, the only cross that I know, the only cross that I can tell you something about is what Jesus Christ died on the cross, nailed to a piece of timber, hung on the cross for 6 long hours, and said, he said 7 quotations. And the last quotation he said was, it is finished. It is done, brother. You can't add nothing to the cross, and you can't take nothing from the cross, because the cross is the centerfold of man's salvation. Come on out there. Listen to me, those that say I'm a Bible scholar. Let me tell you, you can't be a real Bible scholar until you know Jesus Christ. Woo! Because Christ is the best thing that heaven had to offer the earth, and the earth today and the population of the earth today is saying, no, we don't want that. We want somebody that's going to tickle our ear. We want somebody that's going to make us speak. We're going to make something to make us shout. We're going to make something to give us a smile on our face. But let me tell you, that's not phony. That's phony. The only smile, the only joy that you can have, is the joy in Jesus Christ, knowing that your sins have been forgiven, knowing that your sins are washed away, knowing that you are saved not for yesterday, not for tomorrow, but you're saved forever. You have eternal redemption through what? not no preacher, not no deacon, not the Pope, no other man could have did what Jesus done, because Jesus Christ is God Almighty. I'm going to read a little further. It says, listen to what it says. He says, foolishness, but unto us, who is us? Oh, those are saved, those that are sanctified, filled with the love of God. Oh, you talking about the love of God. God is love. God was love before the world began. God will be love after the world dead, after the world is gone. God is the only thing in the universe that, let me tell you, that will never dissipate. It will never go away. It will stay here forever. And God said, God so loved the world. And then the Bible said, if a man say he loves God and hate his brother, he is a stone liar. Now, what you meant on my love your brother? My brother. Hey, your next door neighbor is your brother. And when you meet a man on the street, that's your brother. Now, wait a minute, preacher. You're my brother. And I'm your brother. That's in the flesh. But are you my brother in the spirit? Uh-oh. Because if you have not the spirit of Christ, you don't belong to Christ. You're not in the family. You see, in the family of God, we are spiritual brothers. Uh-oh. Spiritual brothers mean that you have the love of God in your life. And you love everybody you see. Uh-oh. You know something? Is that possible? Yes, because God loves spreads abroad over the face of the earth. And the Bible said God so loved the world. That means God loves everybody. Everybody God loves. Is that right? If God loves everybody, and he pours his love into you and save you and sanctify you and cleanse you, guess what? You are going to love everybody. Oh,
that's
but
right,
I can't love
right.
You can't love everybody because your love ain't powerful enough to love everybody. The only power love that has on the face of the earth is God's love. Because God said, love those that hate, despitefully use you, say all manner of evil against you, those that resent you, those that deny you. He said, if you do that, then my love is perfected in you that you love your brother. And the world today is full of what? Hate. People hate each other anymore. They don't know how to love. And the reason why, because preaching of the cross to them is foolish. But to those that are saved, it is power. Good God Almighty. God's got power that you can love till you cry. Ooh, you can love till you cry. Mm. And I love God so much that I can cry sometimes. I love people so much that I don't want to see them perish and go into everlasting destruction. And I'm concerned about the souls of men. Why? Because if you're a child of God, you're concerned about souls. You ain't concerned about money and fame and glory and prestige, how big I am, how smart I am. You ain't got nothing there. But the love of God will pass all understanding. My friend.
That's right.
When you hear somebody preaching about the cross, don't take it foolishness, because that's the only thing going to save you from the devil's hell. If you don't see Christ during your lifetime, I'm talking about from the cradle until you get 99 years old, if you never accept Christ, you never come to him, you never repented of your sin, you never been sanctified, you just was a churchgoer, you just was a Bible reader. But let me tell you, you got to have a change in your life from heaven before you can ever enter into the kingdom of God. That's what Paul was talking about. Those that live in sin, preaching of the cross to them is foolishness. Brother, go with it. Go ahead.
Amen, doctor. Some strong word. Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. Strong, powerful message. Amen. The preaching of the cross. Amen. Amen. And it is to them that perish foolishness.
Come on,
preacher. Amen. I remember this guy a long time ago. Man, it's been 20-something years now. Amen. When I was in corporate America a long time ago, he's working for this other bank. And I remember he said something silly. He said, I don't have a problem with God, but I have a problem with Jesus Christ. I said, Lord have mercy. Amen. Don't you know that Christ is the one that died for your sins? That God, sent him to to die for me in sin? Amen. How you going to say, amen, that you don't have a problem with God, but you got a problem with Christ? Amen. Christ is only but through the Father, and that's but
Come
by
on,
me. Amen. Other than that, you're not going to make it. Amen. You can't exclude Christ out of the equation. Amen. Amen.
Come on.
I do apologize for coming on a little late. Amen.
That's
got
right.
A lot going on. Been a busy weekend. Amen. I've been invited to preach tomorrow morning. Amen. Which is a blessing. So I'll be preaching. So just running a little late. Just trying to do the best that I can to bring
good
the word. I didn't want to. Amen. Amen. I didn't want to put off today. I want to go ahead and come on. Amen. Brother, I thank you so much. I love you. I thank you for doing this for me. Amen. It gave me a little break, a little time to catch up. It's been a busy weekend. Amen.
Amen.
But nonetheless, amen, we are here. Amen. We are here to preach the word, to preach the gospel. Amen. We don't want no one to be lost. Amen. Let me say it again. We don't want no one to be lost. Do not miss this opportunity of salvation. Don't miss this opportunity to become saved. Amen. We want you to become saved. We don't want you to miss this opportunity. The cross is very, very important and essential to man's salvation. Had it not been for the cross, amen, there would not be salvation. Amen. I am so grateful. Amen. Amen, bro. I just got to tell the truth. I am so grateful for our Heavenly Father sending His Son, His only begotten Son, and His obedience, amen, to redeem man's soul.
Yeah.
Amen. So important. Amen. So what I want to talk about, amen, I'm just going to kind of piggyback on what the brother was talking about. Amen.
Come on, man.
He said,
come on.
Let me read 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish. Amen. Look what it said. Foolishness. Amen. But unto us, it's talking about the saints, the believers,
right,
those that have chosen Christ as our Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9-10 said, thou shalt believe with thy heart that God hath raised Christ from the dead, thou shalt be what? Saved. Amen.
Yeah.
It says, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of Yahweh, the power of God of heaven. Amen. It is the power of God.
Amen.
Amen. It's so funny, brother, that you read that, because I believe it was Wednesday night we was on, and we was talking about, amen, how death, how sin, and how Satan and all his demons and angels and Satan with all his wits could not cause Christ to sin. And because he went to the cross sinless, meaning no sin, amen,
come
not
on,
like
you.
Us. See, we are only found righteous because of the blood of Christ that was shed on the cross. Amen. Satan could not cause Christ to fail. And because he could not cause Christ to fail, we have the victory. We are fighting a battle that is already won.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on,
we are on the winning side. Amen. I tell people all the time, why wouldn't you want to be on this side? We are on the winning side. There is no need, amen, to be nowhere else.
Amen. Come on.
Amen. No need to be nowhere else. We are winning. Amen. This victory is won. This victory is ours. So I'm going to go ahead and give you some scriptures. Amen. Let me go ahead and get on into some scriptures. Amen. Because I want to share this with you. Amen. Let me go ahead and get into some scriptures. Amen. The resurrection.
Resurrection.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Amen. The 15th chapter.
All right.
Amen. I'm just going to look at verse 23.
All right.
Amen. Because we believe that Christ is soon to come.
Yeah.
And if you believe, as I believe, as Brother Elder Bazaar believe, and as the rest of the church and the body of Christ believe, amen, you have the victory. Watch what it says. Amen. In 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 23.
All
but
right.
Every man in his own order, Christ, the first fruits, afterward, they that are Christ at his coming.
Come on.
I'll read again. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. This is referring to, us,
come on,
the saints of God, those that have passed on since Christ was the first fruit. He was the first to be raised from the dead. That's
come
why
on,
we
preacher.
Say if we believe that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that thou shalt be saved. That's it.
Yeah.
Salvation is simple. There's no need in you complicating and adding anything to it. And, you know, you got some preachers out there that'll say, but I ain't seen no but nowhere in any of the verses. Amen. Once you say it, you're always saved. Amen.
Come on.
Understand that. So the resurrection, the resurrected body, you're going to be able to talk. You're going to be able to walk. Now, you won't need to do any of these things. Amen. But this is the power of God. If you want to open your mouth and speak, you can. You'll be able to communicate without actually moving your mouth. You can walk without actually having to walk. This is the power of God. You won't have to walk. You can eat, but you don't need to eat. Amen. You have bones and flesh, but you won't have any blood.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Amen. Your body will be recognizable. Amen. Let me go let me show you something. A lot of times people say, oh, well, he's just talking. Where he get that from? Let's go to the book of Luke. I'm going to share this with you. Most of us are familiar with this story at the very end of Luke.
All right.
And I remember this. Amen. This is Luke, the 24th chapter. And the context of this, is when Jesus appears to his disciples. It is Luke, the 24th chapter, verse 36 is where it begins, and it ends at verse 49. But I'm not going to read all of them, but I encourage you to highly read those scriptures and study them. Luke, the 24th chapter, verse 36 down to verse 49. Amen. But I just want to read starting at verse 36. No, I'm probably just going to stop at verse 39. We're just going to read the three verses. If you can read the rest, amen. And this is what Jesus said. He said, and as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, see, he could speak. He didn't have to talk, but he could. Peace be unto you. Amen. I like Christ. See, you have to understand that God is peaceful. God loves us. What did Christ say? He wasn't mad at anyone. He wasn't upset that he went to the cross. He wasn't upset that nobody would speak up for him, that everybody betrayed him. He just said what? He said, peace be unto you. He was joyful. Amen. See, those are joyful.
Amen.
You don't say peace be unto somebody or people unless you are joyful, you are happy. Christ was happy that he had the victory. He had the keys to death and hell. Amen.
Yeah.
And he went down to hell. Amen. And he had came back. God had resurrected him from the dead. And we have the victory. Peace be unto you, Christ. Verse 37, but they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. Watch verse 38. And he said unto them, why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts?
All right.
Amen. They recognized Christ. They knew who he was, but they thought he was a what? Spirit.
The spirit.
So when you are resurrected from the old body, you're going to have a beautiful glow about you, a spiritual glow. Amen. You're going to have a garment that's going to be whiter than snow. Amen. It's going to be so bright they can probably hardly even look at you. Amen. But people come here to recognize. I'm going to be able to recognize Elder Bazaar. He's going to be able to recognize Brother Jackson, Brother Derek, the saints of God. We're going to be able to recognize one. We're going to have a new body, not this old decaying body, not this body that's been dying since birth. You're going to get a brand new resurrected body if you happen to pass away before Christ returns. Amen.
Come on.
And now watch, amen, brother. Now watch what verse 39 says. He says, behold my hands and my feet.
Yeah.
That it is I myself. Now, why did Christ say that? Because he knew that the disciples knew that he went to the cross and that they had nailed his what? His hands and his feet to the cross. Amen. To the tree. Amen. Handle me and see. Come and touch me. Amen. Come and touch me. Now you can touch me. Come handle me. Come over here and talk to me. Amen.
Come on.
So he was a spirit, but he was also what? Flesh and bone. Amen. But watch what he said. He said, for a spirit, what spirit? Those spirits that are in heaven, the angels in heaven is what he's referring to, the spiritual host of heaven. He said, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. Amen. Watch this. Now, if you don't think that we're not going to have the same body, watch this. Go over to 1 John, the 3rd chapter.
All right.
And you're going to look at verse 2. 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verse 2. Now, what I have to say is that when you get the opportunity, you want to read verse 1, 2, and 3. But I just want to just – verse 2 is a key verse to me. 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verse 2. Watch what it says. It says, beloved, who is he talking to? He's talking to the saints of God, the children of God. That's us. It says, beloved, now are we the sons of God.
Amen. Now, what people
have to understand about this verse – and if you become saved, you become a child of God, not when you're dead. Amen. But you become saved right now. And then if you're not saved today, you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, this very instance, right now, in the flesh, in the living, right now, today, you will and can be saved. You don't have to stop smoking. You don't have to stop drinking. You don't have to stop prostituting. You don't have to stop cursing. You don't have to stop going to the club. You can get saved right now.
Some
folks say, oh, you need to stop. Is that what they used to teach them when we were coming? Oh, you got to stop doing all this, and then you'll be saved. Brother, you'll not stop doing a whole lot of things before you. If that's the case, amen. That ain't how salvation works. Amen. When you're sick, the doctor ain't going to tell you when you get to the hospital. Oh, you have to stop coughing and sneezing and stop feeling bad. And you have to wait till your sore throat stops hurting for you to get well. No, that don't make any sense. The doctor starts to give you a treatment right away. So let me give you this antibiotic. I remember I dealt with an illness since this pandemic was going on. Doctor said, hey, let me give you some of this medicine here. Take this. And by the way, Tim, before you leave the office, I'm going to go and give you something right now to go and get started on that cold. Since you've been having a cold for 2 or 3 weeks, so that's unusual to have a cold that low. So he said, let me go and start treating you now. See, the treatment begins when you acknowledge that you need what? Help. When you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, God starts the healing process immediately. And then you begin to notice that you have a distaste for cursing. Amen. I used to curse like a sailor. A lot of people can't believe it. Now I used to curse like a sailor. Boy, I curse you out in the heartbeat. We don't say curse. We say cuss. That's what we say down in the South. Boy, I cuss you out. Amen. Amen. And then, you know, if you used to want to knock fire for somebody, God will deliver you from that. Any type of violent act, violent thought, sexual acts, God will deliver you from any and everything. Drinking, smoke, you have a distaste for clubbing and going, hanging out, distaste for chasing men and women. God will have what he said, man, you know, I don't want to do it. Paul said that thing that I hate doing, I find myself doing. That thing that I love doing, I don't find myself doing. Amen. But he said that he hate that thing, which means that he had a distaste for the love of the world. Amen. Amen. Let me get back to the scripture. Amen. So it says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Amen. And it do not yet appear what shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be what? Like him.
Him.
Amen. Him. Amen. When Christ appear, we shall be what? Like him. You're going to have a spiritual glorified body because why? Christ is the first fruit. He is the first to be resurrected from the dead. Amen. And born again. Amen. Because, amen, we are born again, but he is the firstborn, amen, from the dead. Because why? God raised him from the dead because he was what? Able to defeat. Watch this. Watch. He was able to defeat both sin and death.
Come on.
Lord,
come
have
on.
Mercy. Adam couldn't do it. Noah couldn't do it. Abraham couldn't do it. Moses couldn't do it. Tim couldn't do it. Elder Bazaar couldn't do it. But Christ was the only one, the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. He was able to fulfill the promise of what? Eternal life to mankind,
yes,
which God promised Adam in the garden from the beginning. Amen. That's what he promised.
Come on.
Amen. But watch this. But watch this. It says, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for
like
we
him.
Shall see him as he is. We won't be the Christ, but we shall be what? Christ-like. Folks think that just folks think, oh no, you supposed to be perfect now. If you don't stop teaching folks that stuff, keep telling folks, amen. The perfect that the Bible is talking about is maturity. That's what he's talking about right now in this body. But see, salvation, I have learned from studying last week, is it's an ongoing forever process in which Christ, by his blood, his ultimate sacrifice, will sustain us eternally. Man, that is powerful.
Come on.
He's going to sustain us. Man, I showed y'all scripture last week. I'm going to go back to it so I can get to finish it up. But he's going to sustain us through what? His power. We don't have that power. Brother, do you have that power?
No.
I don't know no man that has that type of power. Only Christ got the power to sustain. That's why it's called everlasting life. Because it's going to last forever. And only Christ has the power to sustain everlasting life. In other words, he has the power to keep this mortal body and bring it. He's going to change it and bring it and make it immortal. Only Christ has that power. Man, that's some serious power. That is some bad man. He's a bad man. He's a bad man, brother. Amen. Amen. So you're going to have a recognizable body. And, you know, I love kids in church because, brother, I love when kids ask questions. My kids ask me, said, Dad, will we be able to recognize one another in heaven? I said, man, that's a good question. I said, that ain't a good question. That's a great question. I said, yes, we will. You will be able to recognize your father, your mother, your brothers, your sisters, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, folks that you didn't even know before. You're going to know them. Because the Bible said we shall be as he, in other words, as Christ has knowledge to know everything, we're going to know a lot of things. You're going to know about generations past that have been saved. You're like, wow.
Yes.
Man, the power of God. Like, that's my mama. And they're going to like your brother, sister. Everybody going to like kids. You're going to like you're young again. You're going to be like, man, that's my brothers and sisters in Christ. So they won't be your mom and daddy no more. They'll be all be brothers and sisters. Amen.
Good
Lord. Amen, doctor. Come on now. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, that's what I believe. I believe we'll be recognizable. Amen. And now let me tell you this. The only way that you wouldn't recognize people is because people look totally different. Man, let me tell you something. It's been 20 and 30-some years since I've seen people, classmates. And I remember, brother, I'm embarrassed. Sometimes I'll be embarrassed. I have classmates that walk up to me because, you know, I've been away for many years now. I've moved away. And I remember this one girl. Her name was Charlotte. But, you know, we're older now. So, you know, when you get older, you look different. We all pick up weight, lose hair. I had one of my classmates. I saw him at my son's graduation. He just looked at me like, is that? Because when last time I saw him and he saw me, I had her. When he saw me, like, he was looking at me kind of crazy. And our worst thing, you know, you look at your classmates because, you know, some people pick up weight. Some people lose hair. Some of us are gray now. So you can kind of tell people. Sometimes people recognize them. Sometimes they're not. So if you don't recognize somebody in heaven, amen, it's going to be because, they're going to look totally different. So somebody picked up some weight and they got big last time you saw them on earth, or they lost hair, or they was gray, or maybe they lost a limb, or they just look totally different. Oh, but when you see them in heaven, you going to be great-grandmother? Amen. I got a friend that said he knew his great-great. I said, you knew your great-great-grandmother at this dance? I said, yeah. In fact, there was on social media, they had posted, I think it was 5 generations. That's amazing, brother. The youngest, I think she was like in junior high or something. But the great-great-great-grandmother was like in the 80s or 90s. I'm like, wow. Wow, that's a blessing. 5 generations still alive. So, yeah, it's a possibility that you're going to recognize your great-great-grandparents, your great-grandmother, your great-auntie and uncle. If you saw them when you was alive on this planet, you're going to recognize these people. You're going to be like, man. Is this Uncle Phil? You know, Uncle Phil probably was in the war. He probably lost some limbs or lost limbs. He probably looked totally different. But if he believed in Christ and you see him again, he probably was in the wheelchair. But, man, let me tell you, the power of Christ is so powerful. When you see them folks that lost limbs, they lost body parts, they lost arms, legs, whatever it is. God's going to raise them from the dead. They're going to have a brand new body. People who have died, amen, however the way they left this world, Christ is going to restore them. Their body's going to be, skin going to be beautiful. You're going to have flaws. You don't have no bumps, no blemishes, no spots. You ain't going to have none of that. Folks talking about they get older, the eyes are getting worse, they can hardly see. I got a friend, I was shocked because all his life he could see, he had 20/20 vision. He said, man, I can't hardly drive at night. And I said, are you serious? He said, yeah, man. I said, I can't hardly drive no more, so I got to be careful when I drive. And I was thinking to myself, I said, Lord have mercy. We are moving along.
Come on.
But he's able to restore us. You're going to be able to see like a baby. You'll be able to see the stars throughout the galaxy. You'll be able to see so well. You'll be able to see planets. Amen. Amen. You're going to be able to see. Amen. Now watch this. You're going to be at the prime of life, no longer old or young. Amen. And it's funny because somebody had told me, they said that we may be the same age that Christ was when he passed away. I believe he was 33. I think he was 33, right? Doctor, he was.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He was 33, right? Amen. He was 33.
Yes, sir.
I said, 33. You know what? That's a thought. Amen. That's a good thought. I thought we would look like teenagers or in high school or early 20s. But I could be wrong. He could be right. I said, that's a good way to look at it. I said, you know what? That's a good example. I wouldn't mind looking like I'm 33 forever. I wasn't a bad looking man. I was in my prime, brother. I was like my strongest when I was 33, man. I was in the gym. Amen. I was flexing, brother. Amen. Amen. That's been over 17 years ago. But I'm just saying. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just saying, you're going to be at the prime of life. You're not going to look young. You're going to look just right. You're going to be a full-grown person. Amen. I can deal with that. Amen. Amen. No marriage or birth. There's no more need for marriage or birth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Some folks cry about their marriage. Some people complain. Some people are grateful for their marriage. But I know that every marriage has its turmoils. Amen. I don't know nobody that ain't got no turmoil in their marriage. Amen. I see folks that try to act all perfect in front of folks, but boy, it's a war behind the closed doors. Amen. It won't be no more marriage. Hey, you won't kill nobody but just yourself. Amen. No more births. Amen. For all of us to be what? Born again. Amen. We will be the new group. Amen. Thank God for that. No more tears.
No more tears.
No more tears. Now, man, I tell you, no more tears, no more sickness, No more pain, brother. I'm going to get it turned back over to you.
Go
no
ahead,
more
brother. You are. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. No more tears. No more sickness. No more pain. And most of all, no more death.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I think about tears, brother. You know, how we sometimes, we have many different reasons to cry. Whether
yes,
be,
Lord.
No, we go through so much in this life, brother. I know, man, this life is challenging. And I tell people, man, even as a grown man, I'm not ashamed to say it. Sometimes I do cry. I'm a grown man. I know I'm a man. But it takes an even bigger man to admit that you do cry. Amen.
Yeah.
And you know, whether somebody see you or not, you may be in the car by yourself, but you deal with this life. We deal with persecution as the saints of God. If you ain't being persecuted, if I were you, I'd say you have to question your salvation. Amen.
Yes,
I'm just going to be real with you. Because we are persecuted in this life. Amen. There are times we have to take stuff from folks, and it's like, Lord, have mercy again. And you have to turn the other cheek and keep going, and you just pray for people. But you still got to continue to love people no matter how they treat you. It's tough. It don't matter if you're a man or a woman. Sometimes I have to remind my wife. It don't matter about me being a man. We have hurt
and
pain. Just like you have hurt and pain. I'm human.
On,
you made from Adam. You come from my rib. What you talking about? I tell my
come
wife,
on.
Man, no, we all, man, I tell folks all the time, I say, look, we go through stuff just like you go through stuff. Just because I'm a man, yeah, God has made me a little tough. Men are tougher than women to an extent. But let me tell you something. We have feelings, too. Amen. I have to tell my wife. Amen. I tell anybody. We have feelings, too. We feel pain, too. I remember telling a friend a long time ago, I said, just because we're men, no men, we want to be punched either. Everything. Hitting hurt.
Come on.
Amen. If somebody hurting your feelings, words hurts us, too. Amen. We deal with the exact same thing that everybody else on this planet deals with. Man, woman, believers, unbelievers, amen. We are human first, amen. We just accepted our Lord and Savior. We deal with a lot of things, amen. Sickness, amen. No more high blood pressure, no more diabetes, no more kidney failures, no more blindness, no more amnesia or any of those other sicknesses that's out there in the world, no more AIDS. No more sexually transmitted diseases. You ain't got to deal with
none
of that stuff no more when the body's resurrected, when you go to heaven, amen. We want to deal with this type of sickness. And sickness of the mind, those are sickness of the mind. People think about suicide, having suicidal thoughts. People are sick-minded, doing sick and twisted things. You won't have to deal with these things any longer.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Pain. Woo. I know this right here hits home for a lot of folks. No more heartache. No more stress. No more headache. No more heartache. No more.
Yeah.
No more dealing with the pain of surgery. Some folks have had surgery. I know I had knee surgery almost 20 years ago. Sometimes my knee hurt when I go to the gym. And I exercise too long or too many days in a row, my knee will begin to hurt. Amen. Amen. So no more pain. No more back pain. No more arm pain. Neck pain. No more pain of people hurting your feelings. Just no more pain. Whether it be physical or mental, no more pain. Thank you, Amen. 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 And most of all, no more death. Lord,
no more death.
No more death. Amen. He says, I have the power over the grave. He has the power to give us everlasting life, meaning that your life will be sustainable for all eternity. Because
amen.
Of Christ, so you believe in him, and because of the cross, amen, as the brother said, in the blood of the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world, amen, no more death, amen. I got some more on my list, amen, but I'm going to turn over to the brother, let him get some, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to go over some more stuff, amen. We're talking about the resurrection. When Christ returns, he's coming back to get the church. He's going to resurrect the church. Amen.
Yes, he is.
That man shall live again. So I tell people, man, you got loved ones. We know that I got loved ones that's gone too. But guess what? As long as they believe in Christ, you will get to see them again. Now, we know there's going to be some that's going to be raised to everlasting shame. Not everybody's going to make it. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
But for those that did, hopefully you'll get to see most of your loved ones, if not all of your loved ones, if not most of them. Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Let me take the lumber. Go ahead.
You set my soul on fire. You set my soul on fire.
You got it started. You started it.
This is some good stuff. You talking about good stuff. The gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Woo!
Amen.
Because you know something? I got hope tomorrow, not only tomorrow, but I got hope, joyful hope, through eternity. Never living with Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Seeing God. Amen. Seeing all that he has for those that love him and love his appearing. Oh, Isaiah called out and said, the eyes have never seen, the ears have never heard. The things that God has. Man, I can't wait.
That's right.
To see what God has for the world to come to a close. And we're living in that last day. We ain't forgotten about Bible prophecy. But what we want to lift up now, we want to lift up the cross of Christ. Because that's the only way you're going to get on the other side. You can't get on the other side without the cross of Christ. Don't let nobody fool you, sister. Don't let nobody fool you, brother.
Right.
I'm talking about this man, poor man, black man, white man. Don't let nobody fool you. I'll tell you what
Jesus said.
He said, what profit a man to gain the whole world?
Come on,
and
doctor.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to gain the whole world. And what would you profit as you gain the whole world? And what lose your soul? Where's your soul going to go after you die if you reject Jesus Christ? Your soul will end up in it. That's the only thing the devil can promise you. He can promise you, if you serve me, sell your soul to me, do my works, do my gambling, do my lying, do my backbiting, kill, rob, steal, guess what I got for you? I got a whole lot of heat for you. I got a lake of fire. So that's the only thing the devil can promise you. You show me You show me in the Bible where the devil promised anybody joy, love. Show me. He can't promise you that because he cannot attain that. He is a wretched, backbone, coward, two-horned, two-faced, bow-legged devil, amen, that done took one-third of the angels from heaven and brought them down here to earth and tried to destroy the human race. And let me tell you something. He thinks he's winning, but he's losing. And if anybody thinks they winning by what? Rejecting the cross and call the cross of Christ foolishness, the Bible says they're going to perish. What? In a lake of fire. Because every human being, let me tell you something, ain't nobody born without sin. No human being was born without sin. All is born in sin, shaped in iniquity. And let me tell you, made out of the dust of the ground, breathed out of the breath of God's mouth into Adam's nostril, and man became a living soul. Those souls belong to God. And that soul is the only thing that you got. And if you die and leave this world, please, Mr. Postman, please, Mr. Football Player, please, Mr. Preacher, please, Mr. Deacon, come on now. If you try to gain the whole world and lose your soul, you better talk to the rich man in Lazarus. That fine clothes. My, I mean, people today is living lavishly every day, living in the last days. Just because you got a nice car and everything, that don't mean that ain't going to come to an end, because all this that we see today that people are enjoying and having fun is going to come to an end. And if you put heart and soul into materialistic gain, let me tell you, and lose your soul, you're going to burn in hell. Mr. Banana, come on, but Brother Apple, come on, repent from your sin. And believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn from your wicked ways and humble yourself between the mighty hand of God, and bow your knees and your hands face down to the earth up on the cross, and let the shed blood of Jesus Christ enter into your soul by the Holy Spirit and be born again. Be a new creature, because let me tell you, I'm going to give you a little outlook on what's in for the believer. What's in for the born-again believer? What God has for the born? First thing he has eternal life.
That's right.
God's going to give you eternal life. And if you reject eternal life, then you got to pay for your own sin. See, because
right.
what Jesus Christ did, Jesus Christ took your place and became what you are. Now, what is man? Man is a sinful creature. What is a man? Man is a wicked person. Man is an unbelieving person. And guess what? Jesus Christ, he became a sin offering. He became a sin offering. And what men call today foolishness, to them, they are going to perish because they rejected the sin offering. They rejected the
right.
suffering that Jesus Christ done for me, suffered and died for me. And when I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And when I grew up, guess what I became? A whoremonger. A liar. Listen,
mm-hmm.
this is what you could become if you live in sin. You become fearful. You become unbelieving. You become abominable. You become a murderer. You become a whoremonger. You become a sorcerer, which is drugs. You become an idolater, which is worship anything other than God. Anything before God is idolatry. And he said, all liars, all liars. What is a liar? A liar is a person that denied that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died and rose again and that Jesus Christ is God Almighty in human flesh. When you deny that and reject that and don't pay no attention to it, you are a stone-faced liar. Listen to what it says. Mm. This is the 21st chapter in the book of Revelation, the terrifying book, the terrifying to the wicked. But it's a glorious victory for the righteous. I jump and shout because I got the victory.
Amen.
And you got the victory tonight. Why? Because of what Christ became. What did he become? He became abominable. Jesus Christ became a murderer. Jesus Christ became a whoremonger. Jesus Christ became a drug addict. Oh, my God. He took all that. He became an idolater.
Right.
And he became a liar. And the Bible says whoever reject that ultimate sacrifice in the book of Revelation, it says, all these shall have their part in the lake. Not Lake Erie, not Lake Huron, but a lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. That's the Bible. Listen to me. That's the Bible. And the Bible is true. The Bible is real. The Bible is authentic. Don't try to change anything. God said, I'll take your name out of the book of life. If you try to add things, I'll add the plagues in this book. This book is nothing to mess with. And men today have tried to change God's word, and they have tried to twist God's word, and guess where they are? They're all deranged. They have come abominable before God. And Jesus Christ took that all on the cross. He said, it was burned with brimstone, which is the second death. The second death. The first death is physical death. The second death is separation from God. If you're not
Amen, that's right.
If you don't know Jesus Christ now, if you don't know Jesus Christ now, you're separated from God. And when you die,
that's right.
separated from God, you're going to be cast into a lake of fire, separated from God forever. Eternal damnation. Why? Because you rejected the ultimate plan for God to save your soul. There's no such thing as a preacher that can save your soul. The Pope can't save your soul. Church going can't save your soul. The color of your skin can't save your soul. The money you have can't save your soul. Your education
right.
you have can't save your soul. Your status quo and all the friends you got can't save your soul. You cannot save your soul. The only one that can save your soul is Jesus Christ because he paid the penalty for your sin. He became a whoremonger. They
right.
nailed him to the cross. They beat him. Do you know where they beat him? They beat him so bad if you would have had a camera at the cross and took a picture of it, you would pull the hair out of your head and run and cry out in tears.
That's
people
right.
don't recognize that. Cry out in tears how they beat the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. They disfigured
right.
his whole body. They ripped his muscles out. They took the nail it through the bones of his feet and the bones of his wrist, and they hung him. high they hung him. I believe with my spirit. I believe with my heart. They hung him so high that the angels had to move back into eternity. They hung him so high that hell had convulsion. Hell was disrupted. Hell was confused. Why? Because the devil never had anybody that died like Jesus. When Moses died, nothing happened. When Isaiah died, nothing happened. When the prophets died, nothing happened. It rearranged hell. It rearranged paradise from the bowels of the earth to the presence of God. And now when a saint dies, when a saint leaves this planet, the angel comes and gets your soul and take it to paradise. And the Bible says, hell, you know it yourself. And let me tell you, I feel sorry for people. Oh, my heart goes out and cries out to see people walk the face of the earth and ignore the mercy and the love of God of the cross of Christ. That man died, and he died so deep. The death of Jesus Christ was so deep that it would blow your mind up to see the sins that you have committed, the sins that I've committed. It was not only the Jews that killed Christ. We all are guilty. Let God be true, and let every man be a liar. No man has enough love and enough grace to sufficient enough to save himself. And Jesus became a piece of junk of a sin barrier. Mm. When he bore my sin, he was not playing. He didn't come to condemn the world. He come to save the world through his son, Jesus Christ. Now, listen to this, and I'm going to give it over to the brother. Now, a lot of people say, well, what you get saved for, man? Oh, that's a dull. That's a dull. Christianity's a dull thing. No, it ain't dull. It ain't dull. It's exciting in life. I'm excited that God chose me to preach the gospel. Now, I ain't talking about no gossip. I ain't talking about I ain't talking about G-O-S-S-I-P. I'm talking about G-O-S-P-E-L, gospel, explaining and bringing out the good news. I'm not preaching finances. I'm not preaching a special kind of miracles, because the only one that can do a real is Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about how well I dress or how well I handle myself. I'm talking about the preaching of Jesus Christ on the cross for your low down. I'm talking about myself too. Low down, dirty, rotten sinner. And if you're a sinner, you're low down. You're low down because you don't believe that what Jesus Christ done for you on Calvary's cross, and thinking you can go to heaven off of the way you look in the mirror where you are lying wonder. And Jesus Christ said, whoever believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Whoever believeth not shall be damned. And the devil's
Amen.
Every day. And folks are going to the church and they're being damned because they think works can get you to heaven. They think because they got a golden ring on their finger, they looking down on other people, that they going to heaven. They think because they got a teeth are more brighter than theirs, or they got a finer car, that they going to heaven. No, and I can tell you right now, and I get a little vulgar, hell no, you can't go. You can't go. George G. Bazard, if brother Tim Jackson had to come to the cross and kneel at the foot of the cross and count the cross of not foolishness of God, guess what? You got to come to the cross too, because God ain't got no loophole for no pet saint, no special corner for a special person, because we're all special to God Almighty. And listen here, what do God has to offer me? Let's go to Revelation just a little bit. Amen. I'm going to give it over to the brother.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Revelation.
You're right, Dr.
Go ahead. In the 21st chapter of Revelation. Revelation is the book of judgment, and this judgment is coming up on the face of the earth pretty soon, which is the 7-year tribulation, or the 70th week spoken by Daniel the prophet, and the week in which God is going to fulfill a preaching the gospel through the Jewish people, and the Jews are going to preach the last message during the 7-year tribulation. I want to let you know we're still on cue. Amen. The tribulation is soon to happen. It's the rapture. The rapture is soon to happen. Well, I'm going to look at the 21st chapter of Revelation and go on the other side of the millennium reign of Jesus Christ. After the millennium reign is over, after the great white throne is over, this is what John said he saw. He said this
in the 21st chapter of the 16th verse. It says, and the city that lies four square and the list is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed of 12,000 furlongs and the length of the breadth. Now, this is heaven. This is the city that John measured. And when he measured, this is what he come up with. He said the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And the measure of the wall there was 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building, oh, good God Almighty, and the buildings of the wall, it was as of jasper. Jasper is a white stone. And the city was
right.
The city, listen to what I'm saying. Pure gold.
Amen.
Pure gold. Not this fake gold that we, I ain't saying it's fake gold, but this gold we dig up out the earth, hey man, God put it there for a reason. But this here gold that we're going to see in heaven is made straight from God's hand. Ain't no human being touched it. And the only ones going to touch it is those know that the preaching of the cross that are saved is the power of God. Enter what? Salvation. Salvation. Salvation from the ends of the earth. It says, and the building of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, likened to clear glass. And the foundation of the city was garnished with matters of precious stone. My God, look at this.
Right.
The first foundation, jasper. The second was sapphire. The third was chalcedonia. The fourth is emerald. The fifth was sardius. The sixth was sardis. The seventh was crystallite. The eighth was beryl. Mm-hmm. The ninth was topaz. The tenth was chrysoprase. The 11th was jacinth. The 12th was analyst. These 12 precious stones are going to be stacked up on each other. Amen. It's going to be bright. It's going to be clean. It ain't going to be no air pollution in heaven. There ain't going to be no trash on the street. There ain't going to be no concrete. It ain't going to be no wood. It ain't going to be rocks and stone. It ain't going to be asphalt. It's going to be pure gold. Gold, man. You don't have to worry about getting some gold, because when you get to heaven, you're going to walk on gold. Woo!
That's right. Amen.
That's what the cross is going to bring. That's what the crucifixion was all about. Jesus Christ want to save you. He want to save you tonight. Why? Because he wants you to go to heaven. He wants you to live forever with him. He wants to see you. He wants to talk to you. He wants you to lean, take your head and lean on his breast and say, Lord Jesus, I love you so much. I want to see
right.
the nail prints in his hand. I want to see the nail prints in his feet. I want to kiss him. Ooh, hallelujah. Why? Because he saved my soul by his own blood. And if I reject that, if the world reject that, they're going to have to pay for the penalty. I'm getting ready to close and give it over to the brother. Amen. I want him to have the last 15 minutes. Amen. This is what it says now. It says, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every gate, every several gate was one pearl. And the streets of the city were pure gold. There it is again. As it was transparent glass. In other words, it reflects your men. When you look at this gold that God has already polished up, you can see the gold, because the gold will reflect your image from the gold. Good God Almighty! Don't you know what Satan had before he left heaven? He had all this year gold and silver a brace to him. It was all attached to him.
Right.
He was mixed against God, and he lost it. He would never see it again. He would never step his foot in hell again. He knows that if I don't keep you from going to hell, heaven, I'm going to take you to hell. And that's what he wanted to do to the world today. That's what he wanted to do to you tonight. He want to act like heaven is going to be dull, but you a lying one to Satan. Heaven's going to be so excited that you're never going to get tired.
That's right.
You're never going to get sleepy. You're never going to get sick. You don't have to worry about racial discrimination no more. You don't have to worry about what avenue you live on. There ain't going to be no ghettos. There ain't going to be no concrete. There ain't going to be no thunderclouds. There ain't going to be no lightning or thunder. It's going to be howdy, 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 and never goodbye. Good God Almighty. You don't
That's
know
right.
what you're missing. Ooh, he said, and I saw no temple there, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb, all the light is going to grow. God is going to glorify the whole universe. The whole universe will be glorified. The whole
That's
universe
right.
will be cleansed, will be perfectly cleansed of all evil, low-down spirits, demons and devils and cohorts and satyrs and Medusas and witches and all this wickedness that's going on the face of the earth today, God is going to eliminate from the face of this planet. And he's going to cast hell into the outer darkness. And those that go to hell, let me tell you something. You're going to wish you never was born. You're going to wish that you would have listened to that old preacher that was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ over the internet. And let me tell you, I don't have nothing against mega churches, but the mega churches is a dangerous place to go to because the preachers ain't preaching the real truth of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's not teaching repentance. He's not teaching sanctification. He's not teaching the love of God. He's teaching money and fame and glory, how much he got. But I'm not talking about what I got. I'm talking to tell you what Jesus got, and he's got this. Now listen to this, and I'm going to close. It says, and there shall be no temple there, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the what? Light thereof. Now here's the key verse. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm going to let you know. It's not going to be the Baptist, Presbyterian, a Lutheran, a Catholic that go to heaven. Here's what's going to heaven. This is what the Bible say. I ain't talking about what you think because you got a denomination. I ain't got nothing against denomination. Hey, man, I was raised in the Baptist, but there's such a thing as no Baptist faith. I was raised in the Christian faith. The Baptist never died for me. Like I say, ain't got nothing against denomination. It's not the denomination you come from. It's do you know who Jesus Christ is? Have you been to the cross? And listen to this here. Last verse. And the nations of them which are what? Saved. S-A-V-E-D. Shall walk.
Amen.
Oh, come on now. This ain't no comic book. This ain't no Playboy. This ain't no Penthouse. This is no Jet magazine. This is no speaker catalog. This is the word of God. This is God saying this. This is God saying to John, write what you see. And I'm talking about on the other side of the millennial reign, on the other side of the great white throne. I'm talking about the new heaven and the new earth in which dwelleth nothing but righteousness. And I'm talking about God's righteousness. And he says, which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and their honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. Night will be gone.
That's right.
Ain't no more sleeping and going to bed. Because night will be eliminated.
Come on now.
Ain't no more sleeping pills, trying to wake up. Ain't no more hard labor working. We're going to be working for
the
Lord. The Bible says, Jesus Christ said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's a wonderful thing to serve God. It's a wonderful thing to love God. It's a wonderful thing to tell us the love that Jesus Christ had 2,000 years ago, and he's never lost it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And listen to this, and I'm closing. Good God Almighty. And the gates of it shall not shut by day, for there shall be no night there, and there shall bring glory and honor into the nation. And there shall be no wise. Ain't nobody coming in here. Amen.
Right.
I know down in the deep south, in the 60s, in the 50s, you had two water fountains. You had a black water fountain and a white water fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And the white couldn't drink off the black water fountain, and the black couldn't drink off the white water fountain. Well, in this water fountain, the Bible says, you shall inherit eternal life, and you shall be able to drink the living water. And there won't be no signs of saying, you can't go to this water fountain, or you can't go to this water fountain.
Come on, man.
To tell me prejudice and racial discrimination and racial injustice and racial will be eliminated forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when you see the people, you'll know their names. Ooh, I'm closing right here. And there shall no wise any in anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination. Ain't no homosexual there. Ain't no punks there. Ain't no lesbian there. Ain't nothing there but the righteousness of God. And God is not going to stand for nothing that's not like him. And if you're not saved, you're not like Jesus. You got to.
That's right.
And I'm closing. Listen to what it says.
and I know this is a fact. He says, whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written, not in the Hall of Faith down there in Akron, Ohio, not in the stars in Hollywood, they got the name print on the sidewalk of the achievement they have. ain't no football Hall of Fame, basketball Hall of Fame. My name will never go in there. I ain't do nothing. But I tell you one thing I did. I'm working on the battlefield for my Lord. So when I get there, amen, I have a mansion. Whoo, I get a crown. Why? Because the works that I've done through Christ, not through myself. Listen, I'm closing. But they which are written in what? The Lamb, Book of Life. The only one going to be there are the ones that their name was written in the Lamb Book of Life. That is because those that accepted Jesus Christ didn't count preaching of the cross foolishness. They got saved. And when they got saved, they knew it was the power of God. Go for it, brother.
Man, Dr. You know, I was shut it down tonight, man. You was on fire, Doctor. Man, that's the word. That's the word. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. For we come for no shape, form, or fashion. Amen. But, amen, we are here to save men and women. Amen. Men's souls. Amen. That's what we are here to do. We want nothing more than for you to receive this. Man, don't you know that the church is going to come back and reign 1,000 years on this earth after the great tribulation? Man, I can't still wrap my mind around that. That is still something that just, it's just, man, it's beyond me. The world's going to be tore up. 7 years. It's going to be tore up. Just tore up from the floor up. Like throw up. Like we used to say back in the day, amen. Amen. It's going to be tore up. Then Christ is going to come back. He's going to restore this planet. And he's going to show them how to rule, how it should be done. We are going to be here with him in our glorified bodies. You're going to reign 1,000 years. It's called the millennial reign. And we're going to be here with Christ for 1,000 years.
Thank you,
Lord.
We're
going to live in peace. Yes, yeah, amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. We're going to reign in peace. Even the animals would get along.
Come on, preacher. Tell us.
Even the animals would get along. There won't be no more fighting, no more turmoil, no more murdering and killing like it is now. It will be swift. It ain't no waiting and giving you no 100 years and 50 years and some folks getting away. There ain't going to be none of that no more. That time and age is gone. Man, the brother spoke a word. Revelation, the 21st chapter, a description. Man, we told you you're going to get a brand new body. Because why? Paul said that corruption, amen, cannot inherit incorruption. Mortality cannot inherit, amen, would not be able to sustain, amen, in the new heaven, the new earth. Won't be able to be as, this old dirty body can't go to the new heaven. Amen. This body here can't even, this sinful body cannot and will not, amen, comprehend what God has for it. God said, I got to remake you all over again because of sin. And God hates sin. My dad used to always say when I was growing up, when I was a little boy, when I was a kid, he used to always tell my brothers and me, God hates sin. He cannot stand to look upon sin. He hates sin. Amen. But
yes,
he's
he
going to come
brother.
Back to this planet. Amen. He's going to come back to this planet. Amen. And don't you know he's going to do a work?
He'll do a work.
Lord have mercy. The brothers will share with you that this new body, in order to enjoy the actual city, the new Jerusalem, the new heaven, the new earth, in order for us to enjoy eternity, you got to get a new body. These eyes won't sustain eternity.
No,
this
body, these bones,
and this blood, it won't go through eternity. It cannot, because of sin, because of what Adam and Eve did in the garden.
Come on, preacher.
God said, in all your righteousness, ye are still as filthy rags.
Yes, Lord. Have mercy.
Man,
what can I say? But tell the truth.
Man, who you telling, doctor? Man, we fixing to be living great.
Great. Hey,
you're going to get to enjoy it. And I told you before, I love to eat. I love fruit. Amen. We're going to get to eat. Amen. I know I'm going to be around there eating. Hey, you don't need me just playing with you. I'm going to be eating. Amen, doctor. Amen. I tell people, if you ain't never been on a cruise ship, you ought to go at least one time, go on a cruise ship. You enjoy. You get to eat all you want, all the steak, shrimp, food, fruits. And I tell people, man, the best fruits I've ever tasted has been on a cruise ship. I don't know where they grow them fruits or where they get them from, but, man, you talking about sweet and delicious fruits, man. And so you think about that. That ain't going to have nothing on heaven. Who want to miss that?
Come
you
on,
gonna
who want to miss
that for what? Because you want to sell your soul to the devil for some trinkets on earth for a short period of time? We tell people all the time, man, look at these young folks dying, just selling their soul. No fact they sell their soul, they do it. 1 week, 3 weeks,
yeah.
6 months.
Yeah.
Now, within a year, they be. They done sold their soul yesterday. They gone tomorrow. The devil's getting them out.
Gone tomorrow.
Oh, you want to give me your soul? Because you know that the time is near.
He
don't want to lose nobody. So if you are silly enough to sell your soul today, tomorrow he wants your soul in hell. He said he'll be in hell by tomorrow. Amen.
Uh-huh.
That's what he wants.
That's what he wants.
The brother just told you that this body, this mortal body, going to inherit immortality. The Bible said, that we shall be changed from what? Death to life.
Right.
And you're going to live for all eternity.
Oh.
The devil ain't going to have nothing on you. Amen.
Come on.
He ain't going to have nothing. He going to be burning in the lake of fire while you enjoying the new heaven. Amen. And remember, whatever you get, the rewards that you're going to receive is going to exist for all eternity. Your new glorified body is going to exist for all eternity. And serve God without toil. See, that's the main thing people got to understand, because I've heard preachers in the past preach this nonsense, talking about, if you can't do it in earth, how are you going to be able to do it in heaven? Boy, I'm like, where do they get their preacher knowledge from? Who is teaching these folks to preach this stuff? Just by the hearing, you're right. This body here couldn't serve God for all eternity. You know why? You be complaining. Your knees hurt. I've been on my knees for 1,000 years. My eyeballs hurt because God's so bright. And I need a bath. We be complaining about every little thing, doctor. Man, we be complaining. This body, it's too much service. I need a TV show. I need to do something. I want to go to the ball game. We be complaining about something if we was in this body. This is why God has to resurrect your body, this mortal body that's filthy, and give you a brand new body. Amen. You will serve God without toil. It won't be a problem for you to serve God. Those angels worship him day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and which is to come. And they rest not day or night, praising God. Don't you know that you'll be able to do the same thing? You're going to be praising God without a problem. Amen. Most of them, when we first get there, we may be doing that for 1,000 years straight. You don't know. I'm just saying, you're going to be praising, worshiping God because of what we've been through. Because God's going to change this filthy body and give you a brand new body. Amen. We're going to continue this. Amen. I believe we're going to be off tomorrow. Amen. I believe we're going to have a show that's going to play tomorrow. Amen. But we'll be back Wednesday night, right, Doctor? We'll be back Wednesday,
right?
Amen.
Right on time.
Okay, we'll be back Wednesday night. Amen. I will announce, amen, this upcoming next Wednesday, if I will be on Saturday. I plan on being on Saturday, and I believe the brother will be planning on coming back and being back on next Sunday. Amen. We're gonna finish this thing up, man. We're still going and dealing with Revelation. Don't think that we're not, but we have to take a break, and we have to share with you, amen, because we've been talking about the war and things that's going on. Amen. Sometimes we got to let people catch up with us. Amen. So. Amen. So I want you, because we need you to study and read. Amen. Don't just take our word for the Bible says, study to show thyself approved. So we need to be reading and studying the Bible and not just taking our word for it, but going through the word and learning what we have taught you, because we're going to talk about the throne of the great white throne judgment. We're going to talk about the series of resurrection. Amen. We're in the church age. We believe that the gathering together, which is known as the rapture, is soon to happen. And then after that, we're going to go to heaven for 7 years earth time. That's 7 years earth time. But it's going to seem like, man, remember, there's no time in eternity. So we're going to receive our rewards while we're up there at the Bema seat of Christ. Amen. This is what the brother's talking about. Man, you're going to have it. Man, you're going to have a new home. You're going to have gifts that's going to last for all eternity. You're going to receive the greatest gift in salvation, which is eternal life. And you're going to get that new immortal body in which you will live in for all eternity. You're going to be satisfied with your body for all eternity. That's all I can tell you. Man, you're going to be so immaculate when you see yourself. You don't know what to do with yourself. And the brother said that the girls will be like, you're going to look at yourself like, man, is that me? Oh man, you'll be bad. You're gonna be a bad boy and a bad girl. You don't know what to do with yourself. It ain't gonna be no more love handles, no more saggy muscles or saggy skin. Ain't gonna be no more. You gonna be toned. You gonna be nice. I'm gonna tell you that now. I can only speculate in my spiritual belief. This is what I believe. I believe you gonna look nice. You gonna be very, very satisfied with the way Christ is gonna make you. Amen. The Bible says that. He's going to restore us. Amen. But you're going to receive knowledge. And, man, we're going to be just doing worse. And the brother said something so beautiful came from Matthew's 11th chapter. I believe that was verses 28 through 31, something like that. I want to read. Let me see, I got a few minutes. I don't think I can read. Squeeze that in there. Is that all right, Doctor? Amen.
Let me see if I can squeeze that in.
Matthew's 11th chapter. Amen. Because I just share with you that we'll serve God without toil. And a lot of people don't believe that, but you will. You're not serving God in heaven is not going to be. It's going to be a joyous time. It ain't going to be joy. Praise God. Amen. It says, "Watch that." I even have it marked in my Bible, 28 verse, Matthew's 11 chapter, verses 28 through 30. Let me read you what it says. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Man, don't you know that we are heavy laden and going through this life with the job, the people at church, people in our purpose. Man, we are burdened down as the saints. Man, it's a chore. It is to deal with life and people. You say, Lord, have mercy. But then he said, I will give you what? Rest. Man, you ain't gonna be doing no more what you're doing down here on earth. I can tell you that. We may be working, but if we do, it ain't gonna be nothing like it is here. I can tell you that.
No,
look at Adam when he was in the garden. God said all he had to do was just name the animals and subdue the earth. Don't touch these trees and you good. That was it. Verse 29 and 30 said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is what? Easy, and my burden is light. Come on, man. Who don't want that? Family, you are royalty. I'm Ross. We'll be back Wednesday night. Be Yahweh's will. I love you. I know the brother love you. I love all of y'all. Amen, fam. We'll be back. We thank you for listening. We thank you for just coming in and spending time with us. We love you. We hope to see you in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
We want you to receive eternal life.
Right.
Remember, salvation is easy. Romans 10, 9, and 10. Amen. Amen. Family,
amen.
So we love you. Amen. We'll be back, amen, on Wednesday night. We'll be listening.